a youth arts group has started work on 10 murals across Pittsburgh, spreading the message, Stop Gun Violence. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports the work benefits the student artists and the community.
About 100 teens, many of them splattered in paint, are at the corner of North Homewood and Idlewild. They're gathered around Kyle Holbrook.
We're making a unified voice about Stop Gun Violence.
Holbrook is the founder of Moving the Lives of Kids Community Mural Project, or MLK.
I lost all my friends growing up, and I know you guys been through all kind of stuff. So this is the time we come together and put an image that'll be up so everybody can see it. Our job as artists is to make a statement, to make a visual statement so people can remember.
On a hot summer day in Homewood, community and faith leaders are gathered as the teens paint over the first white coat on the side of a church. They paint the phrase, Stop Gun Violence, in bold orange letters you can see from the street. The MLK project employs students during the summer to work on public arts projects and teaches them about art and financial skills. Paris Wellens started as a young employee and is now a supervisor. He lives on this street in Homewood and says he lost his brother and many more to gun violence.
This piece is like real sentimental to me. The youth and artists, it's our job to come out here and at least try. We at least got to try to stop it, you know what I mean? It's not guaranteed that it's going to work, but we at least got to try to stop this, you know what I mean?
So the teens grab some brushes and get to work, mostly freestyling it.
Yeah, be real loose with your wrists and just be free and just go.
What'll the final product be?
I mean, they showed us a picture. It's like with butterflies and stuff and like the yin and yang sign with like two people in it.
15-year-old Brandon Ellis is in his first year of the program and is mostly optimistic about this particular mural.
People come through this neighborhood every day, and as they're driving or as they're walking, they see like a big old thing that's like stopped the violence. So I guess that could help.
Ellis himself lives in Lincoln and says that gun violence, the idea of gun violence, has a real impact on his life.
It puts like, I guess like a kind of like a fear. You can't walk in certain places at certain times. It's always like a threat or something like that. You gotta always watch your back and always be careful.
Michelle Gilmore lives in Homewood and came to support the work on the mural. She says that fear that Brandon Ellis feels is universal in her neighborhood.
Our youth want to play. Our youth want to go to the playground. They want to be kids. And at this point, they can't even be kids. Just look at their faces. They're sad. Half of them's going to be in the house by 5 o'clock. Why? Because they're scared to get shot. It's terrible.
She says she's lost a lot of friends and relatives to gun violence and says these kids will grow up facing the same long-term effects that she has.
I go to counseling all the time because nobody knows the pain that I see them go through.
Reverend Glenn Grayson, who lost his son to gun violence, offered a prayer at the afternoon painting session.
I'm looking around at all these beautiful faces of African-American kids who have great potential to be doctors and lawyers and engineers, but I don't want your potential to go into the ground. I don't want y'all buried before you can become all the great things that your parents and grandparents and godparents and preachers and family inspire for you to be.
Grayson says these murals are a visible reminder to people that guns take lives, and says he hopes that generations are able to benefit from that reminder.
It would cause them to be mindful of the blood and the sweat and the tears and the lives that have been lost through gun violence. There are mothers and fathers here who come out of pain, oh God, because they can no longer call or text their children, oh God, because they're gone too soon. There are family members here who've been devastated by the effects of gun violence. And we come today to say that enough is enough. We come today collectively with all this energy and the support of those large or small to make a difference. And so, God, right now we pray for covering.
Groups of teens will be working most the rest of the summer on a total of 10 murals across the North Side, Oakland, Squirrel Hill, and Uptown. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Virginia Alvino.